On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane Dog. Rory! Rory!
Yeah, the champ is back. First game on the weekend, big result for the club. Ooh. Welcome, Sloane Dog.
Thanks, guys. It was very nice to be out there on the weekend, my first game for the year.
Felt kind of nice running around in the heat.
The weather gods, they served up a brute of a one. Was it as uncomfortable as it was in the stands, or did you guys sort of acclimatise quite quickly?
No, when you first run out there, it was quite hot, but you acclimatise very quickly. And I think a few of the boys felt it the most after coming back out after halftime. Obviously, we're in the change rooms, aircon, fan on, and you run back out and you're like, what is this? But then once you start sweating and you run around, it's kind of like it kind of cools you down anyway.
You reviewed the game on Monday as a football team. What were the pleasing things you saw out of the game against what everyone's saying is a premiership side?
Yeah, so that will be a very good side. The pleasing things was all the stuff I've been practicing on, and all the guys you saw for the first time playing our team really stand up at the level, which is guys like Menzel, Hampton,
Kelly.
Miller again. Kelly, those two have played before, but they stood up and I thought played really good games of footy. You saw some others take another step, like Charlie Cameron, Rory Atkins, but the pleasing thing was just our way we attacked them, way we spread from stoppages, the way we moved the ball. And then the pressure we applied as well was really pleasing.
I mean, had you kicked straight in the second, it could have been a cakewalk real early. But the best part was they had a bit going on. They got lucky. They sieved you out the back a couple of times. But the moment you asked the question of them and went up a gear, you were able to just go whooshka in that heat. So you said, all right, we're up for the fight. I think Pikey must have been most pleased that they got out to a couple of goals, but all of a sudden you go, right, we're sticking to it, got it back on our terms. But then when it came to the arm wrestle, you didn't falter at all.
Yeah, I guess and the same last year. Whenever we got put under the pump, we sort of, we normally responded as well. And we've never felt like we're out of a game of football, which is a really good feeling to have as a team. And yeah, as you said, that second quarter, it got a little frustrating at times.
The ball kept going down there. What was going on the right-hand side? Everything was just fading off over there.
That was it was a mystery because there was absolutely no wind out there. It was a beautiful day. But, yeah, we couldn't find the middle of the sticks there for a while.
Did you feel that they gave up after, say, three-quarter time? Or they just mentally and physically cooked because they couldn't chase you, couldn't catch up with you?
No, you don't get that feeling out on the ground. But the feeling you get is you, like, it's a bit of momentum, I suppose
them.
People call
the
it. You
feel numbers and
like
the waves you're running.
It's incredible.
Bloody great to watch from side on.
Yeah, and I suppose that once you start doing that, then you almost get your back up and you keep wanting to do it. And but it all stems off the back of our defence. That's what we've found is our really good ball movement comes off the back of great defence.
My two favourite Rorys did play well. You mentioned one, Rory Atkins, but my boy, the lady who should still be in bed from lead poisoning. The old lead foot is just getting it done. And
42 touches.
Charging around. There. He must be up and about.
Yeah, he is up and about. 42 is a PB for him, but just his ability to, one, defend small forwards, and then his ability to outnumber at contests. I reckon he gets to nearly every contest, and that's why he gets so many touches.
So well.
Yeah, and he just provides us that link-up player. He doesn't kick the ball a heap, but he doesn't need to. He is that link that then provides run and carry. I think he had 22 handball receives or something.
Nice.
Brilliant. Now, selection's going to be tough, and I know you can't give us a selection update, but Tex and Lever.
Where are Norwood playing this
Do
week?
They come back into the side?
Have you been throwing that around?
And he misses out. McGovern, will he be okay because he got that head knock?
Yeah, I think McGovern will be fine. Yeah. We have our main session tomorrow.
Yeah. So you know more tomorrow night?
So we'll know more tomorrow night, but I mean, the big skips.
When did
come
you
back
find
in.
Out about Tex? When was how late was that?
We got a couple of lies told us.
Oh no, that was day we found out. Well,
Saturday
day before the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
we did.
Okay,
we find out.
Oh, I didn't. Lou knew before I did.
I'd imagine the skipper would come back in for someone. I'm not sure
think
who.
He'd be squeezed in.
He'll get fitted.
Gee, how good the girls. Just winning everything. Aaron Phillips, just a superstar. Picked up four or five. Five All-Australians. We've got NAB Rising Star, Goal of the Year. You name it, we're everywhere. I'm just feeling at the moment potentially an identity crisis might be down there at the club.
It's a worry. It's a concern.
I just look through the All-Australians and I look for, I mean, who's bigger? Tex or Tex? Sarah Perkins. I mean, if Chelsea Randall's not the new Daniel Talia, nobody
something's
is.
Going wrong.
Just stingy down Jeepers. Back. Stingy.
Isn't she? Ruthless.
She played a very selfless role.
Who's the Sloan?
Oh, I think Erin Phillips is the new Rory Sloan.
Well, no, she's
got you covered.
She's
got me absolutely.
Covered. I think Courtney Cramer could easily take the role of Leadfoot Led or Brody Smith. And Noffy, well.
Photo shoot.
A little bit everywhere. Ping
yeah,
around.
Me.
Got Matty Crouch
about yeah. I'd throw the rat in there. Rory Atkins just getting up and about.
The girls did the footy club prayer, didn't they?
They did. And I think most of the boys all watched it on
what
Saturday.
A weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great weekend for the footy club and for SA, mind you. I mean, a couple of good wins for both SA, Port and the Crowies, and a great win for the girls as well.
Tex revealed Jake Kelly's great sledge on Stevie JJ, if you missed it. Stevie banging on. Of course, Craig, his dad, is Stevie's manager.
Correct.
Don't talk to me like that, mate. You've been paying for my business class tickets to Europe for the past 6 years. Apparently, Stevie just said, yeah, you got me there and walked off.
I think he said it was one of the best he's heard.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well done, Jake.
It's good to see that from a young guy coming back in.
Excellent.
Been so impressed with Jake Kelly, just his ability to
win contests.
Because
his old man didn't
chat
much.
Jeez.
No.
Pinched.
Oh, everything. Knocked my best mate's teeth out at Victoria Park, Benny Doolan. Righto, Sonny, we're going to get to your song of the week, but can I just play something from last week as a reminder what Jars has to do in the next break for you?
Yep.
Sure. It's your time to come up with something that is interesting to talk to Rory Sloan about and that shows off your IQ. So you're going to have 5 words next week that you have to get into conversation with Sloane and try and bamboozle him because he's got you covered and then something.
That won't be hard. That won't be hard, Jim.
Well, Sloane, I've got
I'm
the
nervous.
Folder.
There's the folder.
I can't show you. I'm going to give it to Jars during the break.
I've got no idea.
They've got the definitions. He then has to work it in seamlessly with you. I think you'll pick up what the words are and then we'll discuss more in a moment. But let's get to your song of the week.
Yeah, this is The Living End and the song is Roll On, one of my first albums, this one.
Sloane is with us.
Here we go. Thank you, Dale.
Jars has the 5 words and their meaning. You've had a quick look during the break, Juice. Just have another look there.
I'm very nervous about this. I am not the greatest speller and quite illiterate at times.
No, you're fine. Actually, one of these words is one you've used on us on a couple of occasions in a previous life. So you'll be okay with this. Let's continue to talk about what's happening in the world. The first birthday for the lovely Dale, Belle, since being your wife. What happened? What'd you get up to?
I trained for most
of
the day.
Actually, in fact, can I stop you there, Jars? I'll let you fire one away and see if you can't get a word out.
Magnanimous, Sloaney. I thought the Adelaide Crows were generous and forgiving of the performance of GWS. Do you agree over the weekend?
Generous and forgiving.
Yeah.
Or
forgiving. Yeah. I just felt they were sympathetic.
Excuse me. Do you know what the word seamless means? You can't just blurt the word out.
Yeah, I do.
You don't read the word. You actually try and put it in a sentence.
Yeah, I just did.
The first thing you said was you went magnanimous.
Yeah, magnanimous, that's what it is.
Don't give it away. He's actually going to try and pick up. We're trying to slip it through like it's in your IQ.
And you want him to get the word.
Yeah, and I'll pick up
He'll just pick up on it. Just use them.
Okay.
Raise
just
your IQ.
Normally, mate.
Yeah. Ask another question.
Okay. Flummoxed.
No, you idiot.
Yeah, I don't think he's got the idea. We'll come back next week and run through that if you want.
I'm canning it. No, you're done. Because what
Where
you've
do you
got to be able to
go... You said give him the word.
No, not him the word. You've got 5 words that you need to work into conversation inside questions. So you would go, tell you what, Sloane, I was a bit flummoxed about why such and such played down back last week, which the word means bewildered or perplexed.
Yeah, but how's he going to get that?
Because I'll pick up on it.
He'll pick up on it. We're trying to make you sound smart.
Ubiquitous.
That's it, Sloane. I'm ending this thing here right now.
Magnanimous.
Right. Anyway, back to Belinda's birthday. Yeah. So I had training most of the day. So I sent her on a massage early on in the day, and then we headed up to Sean's kitchen for dinner, and followed by Gold Class Beauty and the Beast, which I nearly nodded off in. But no, there was a lot of singing, but Belinda did enjoy it.
Were you auspicious on that occasion?
No. Sorry, Sloane, I've clearly misjudged my co-host.
Oh, I think you have.
I just thought I'd bring it up for you and get you to a level that would be
indefagable.
Read it properly. Honestly, I'm ending this slowly. Well done, personally, on the weekend. Great to see you back in action. Well done to the boys. Massive game of footy. Hawks don't lose two in a row very often. No. A lot of question marks being asked about them. The former skipper Hodge will be back. It's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, it will be tough. Always are playing Hawthorn at the G, but no, look, I mean, we'll control what we can control, and we go into every game expecting to win as well.
Flummoxed.
So expect me to be very ubiquitous on the weekend.
Yeah. And you've been very magnanimous too. Yeah. Great to see you, Slaney.
See you, mate.
Great to have you company.
Thanks, Thanks for playing with me, mate.
No worries, mate.
We're doing proof.
You didn't explain yourself properly.
I tell you what.
None of you did.
I tell you what.
You're not a good school teacher.
I tell you what. There's more. I get more out of watching Play School with my daughter Lenny, who's 2.5.